the composer who has scored so much of our lives at the movies, has a new album, John Williams, the 5-time Oscar winner, teamed up with Anna-Sophie Mutter, the acclaimed violinist, for a collection of new performances of his classic movie themes. And as Tim Grieving reports, the album showcases not just Williams the composer, but Williams the arranger.
John Williams has more American cultural reminiscences than you can shake a baton at.
I once said to Fred Astaire, "Isn't it wonderful what the Gershwin brothers did for you at RKO?" And he said, "Yes, but Irving Berlin did more."
At 87 years old, he was born before Elvis Presley, and he's worked with everyone from Astaire to Alfred Hitchcock to Yo-Yo Ma to, of course, Steven Spielberg and George Lucas. Those two gave Williams the canvases that made him a household name. Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Schindler's List, films that produced some of the most recognizable melodies of the 20th century. The Star Wars universe alone has given us dozens of earworms, and one superfan of that music is Anna-Sophie Mutter.
I grew up at the Black Forest, where Germany, Switzerland, and France meet, and it was gorgeous surroundings, but really not much to do other than playing the instrument, playing some soccer, and going into the meadows and the forests. But we also had a cinema, tiny little cinema, and there John kind of arrived in his music in 1978, Star Wars.
That was a year after it opened in the U.S. Mutter met Williams at Tanglewood in Massachusetts a few years ago and politely begged him to write a piece for her. He did, and she premiered it in 2017. Then Mutter suggested doing a whole album of new arrangements of his famous movie themes for solo violin and orchestra. The result is Across the Stars. Before he was John Williams, he was Johnny Williams, a jazz piano fiend. His dad, Johnny Sr., was a session drummer who played on film and TV scores at CBS.
I would go have my piano study on Saturday morning and then go down to the CBS studio where he was playing. And I was fascinated with the orchestra, never dreaming I would write music for an orchestra.
And before he did, John Williams was an arranger. He formed a band in high school that would play school dances and eventually big-time nightclubs like the Coconut Grove, and he did his own arrangements, like pop tunes in the style of classical composers.
When I was like a teenager, maybe 14, 15, I was like a kind of a nerdy kid that would go into the books and look and say, how is this orchestration? Why is it there?
Williams' very first Academy Award nomination was for arranging, a score for Valley of the Dolls in 1968 from tunes written by Andre Previn. The first Oscar Williams won was also for arranging, adapting the score for Fiddler on the Roof in 1971. This skill of taking an existing piece of music and redesigning it for a different ensemble is a distinct art.
For me, it seemed like a very natural thing.
So, when Anna-Sophie Mutter asked Williams to arrange new versions of his themes, from hits like Harry Potter to deep cuts like Cinderella Liberty, she was getting two geniuses for the price of one.
You know, we can visit from Geisha to Dracula and Cinderella and, you know, Star Wars and Harry Potter. Much of them are very different in style and also in cultural background.
For almost 40 years, no one has done more to bring film music into the concert hall than John Williams.
It's a long road. I feel like I've had already 10 lives, more than a cat even already.
From the Hollywood Bowl to Boston Symphony Hall, he has conducted new arrangements of his themes to huge audiences. For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving.